Hello, all you good people out there looking for the cleanest line. This is Ron Cow calling from Yosemite. One of the neat things I've been doing up here is showing our film Return to Balance, The Climber's Journey, in the West Auditorium behind the Visitor Center every Thursday and Friday night. I meet all kinds of different people. I think over 3,000 people came through the theater. We start that show in April through, this year through October. And some of the people you meet really stand out, or they kind of inspire you in really curious ways. And at one point, a man from Calcutta in India, after the show, he came up to talk to me and said that it was interesting. I mentioned yoga, climbing being like yoga, and a way to breathe and, you know, perfect movement. And I was saying, yeah, it's interesting to me, yoga, because a lot of people have been suggesting it as camps, you know, to do yoga and climbing. And I keep trying to wrap my mind around what that means. You know, how do we do that? And I said, well, what I'm wondering, if we were to do camps out in nature with yoga and climbing, how would we walk between the yoga and the climb? And he said, that's right. And I go, it's kind of like, how do we learn to walk again? And he said, that's right. One of our people over in India, I guess you might say a yoga master of some kind or something, who said that us people need to learn to stand and walk again. So that really stuck in my mind that one night. I can't remember when I saw him, sometime in the summer. Then I ran into some other people that, again, brought up yoga. They do yoga in Santa Monica, I think it is. You know, classes for people that are rushing around. They got their 2 hours to do yoga and then speed off. But they were talking about getting together, trying to do something. I said, well, why don't you come up to Tuolumne and we'll visit around my campsite right by the river, and we could talk about how this could work. So we started chatting around. I said, well, you know, I keep thinking about this idea of learning to walk again, so maybe we should just go for a walk, and we'll think about breathing and relaxing. And it was really neat, because from my camp, you can walk over to Lambert Dome. It's less than a mile, but we started to grab this concept of just being conscious of walking and observing what's around you, and you might say being in the moment. So it was kind of tuning us in a neat way. Then we got up to the slabs. Well, maybe this is where the climbing could start. It's just a slab. We're not really doing a move, but we're just moving, and we're more focused on our breathing than anything. It was pretty neat. We all wandered up there and got to the top and just visited, and looking over the scenery, and they were sharing some of the things that they learned in their yoga and travels. But I thought it was interesting that one of the people that they called a guru, whatever that might mean, advanced person in their field, I guess, was saying we live in a time to focus on self-mastery. So I thought that was interesting, too. I'm trying to, you know, just take these considerations, these things come your way, and work them into your everyday life. And so what I've been working on, again, with my climbing is a lot of breathing and relaxing and loosening my grip to make it easier to hang on. And I'll go back to some of these routes like Peace and Tuolumne Meadows and, you know, start working out on. They seem really hard, but I'm relaxed. I have no expectation. I'm not competing with anything. And then they unfold, and I can do them. And it's really interesting to me. So this whole idea of climbing as a way to make a connection is getting more profound. And it's something I think we can all work on as we even learn to walk again to the base of the rock. Talk to you later.